Today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are holding on the last line of Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah had said, Taka Rishonah Mashach B'Shnei Kishtayim, that if you blew a long tkiah as the last of your set of malchios, and it was so long that it could have been as long as two tkiahs, it does not count as a second tkiah for your first of zichronos. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan comments, Shama Teisha tkiahs, the person hears nine kolos, a tkiah true, a tkiah three times, for malchios zichronos shavros, b'teisha shos b'yom, but he hears it in nine different hours of the day, yotza, yotze. Tanya Namiyachi, Shama Teisha tkiahs, b'teisha shos b'yom, yotza. They could be as spread apart as you want. If a person hears nine tkiyos from nine people, but all at the same time, lo yatza. Tkiya mizeh, utrua mizeh, yatza, vafilu b'serugin, vafilu kol yom kulo. But if they take turns, I hear a tkiya from that guy, a true from that guy, that's perfectly fine. So ask Gemara, miyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that you could blow nine different hours of the day and still be yotzei? V'am Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rav Shimon ben Yal Tzadok b'halel, when it comes to halel and Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, u'b'megillah, when it comes to Megillah on Purim, im shoha k'dei lig mares kula, chazer l'rosh. If you delay in the middle the amount of time it takes to finish reading the entire thing, then you have to go back to the beginning. So don't you see that he holds that you cannot be mafsik? Why should shofar be any different? So lo kasha, hadidei, hadirabe. Rabbi Yochanan over here says that you have all day long. That's his own opinion. By Halal Megillah, where he says you cannot be mafsik, that's the opinion of his Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon ben Yel Tzadok. Vididei lo, but does he himself hold that you're yotze in this way and that you don't have to go back? Rabbi Avohu was following Rabbi Yochanan as Rebbe, Vavakare Kriyashma, and he was saying Kriyashma, Kimatul Mavus Matunafos Ishtik. When he got to dirty alleyways, he was quiet, he stopped saying Shema. Basar the Chalif, after they passed by those dirty places, Amar Le, Rabbi Yavoh said to Rabbi Yochanan, Mahu Ligmar, even though I stopped in the middle, am I allowed to now finish and pick up where I left off? Amar Le, Im Shahisa Kedei Ligmar Skula, Chazor L'Rosh. And he told him, if you delayed long enough to have finished the entire thing, you have to go back to the beginning. So don't you see, even Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that an unnecessary delay in the middle is going to ruin you. Why should Shofar be any different? So Hachik Amar Le, what he really meant to say to him is, L'didi lo sirli. I personally hold that you don't even have to stop when you get to a dirty alleyway. Because I personally hold that if you're saying Kriya Shema and you get to a dirty place, just put your hand over your mouth and continue to say Shema. L'didach, the svirulach, im shisa k'dei l'gmar skula, chazal rosh. But you who disagree with me and hold that you should stop saying Kriya Shema when you get to a dirty place, and you also hold that if you stop in the middle of the Kriya for long enough, you have to go back to the beginning, so you just want to know how long is the shear of a hefsek. Well, the shear of a hefsek is the amount of time it takes to finish the whole thing. So Rabbi Yochanan would say, I personally, I don't think any shear is a shear of a hefsek. I think you're allowed to be mafsek all you want. But you, who are already assuming that there is a din of hefsek, and you just want to know how long that hefsek would be, if there was such a halacha existing called hefsek, then yeah, you're right, it would be kedei ligmar es kula. So main point over here is that if you blow nine tkiyos at nine different hours of the day, it is a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and his Rebbeim. Rabbi Yochanan says Yotze, the Rebbeim say any mitzvah that you pause for long enough to finish the entire mitzvah, one is not Yotze that mitzvah. It's too much of a hafsik. Now the Mishnah went on to say, Mi Sheberach, if a person, we're that's not where we are. Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Tkios ein ma'ak vuzu azu. The tkios of a tainis tzibur that you blow al seder abrachos, that you add into the tefillah on a tainis, are not ma'akev the brachos. Even if you don't blow them, you could say the brachos. Brachos ein ma'ak vuzu azu. If you didn't make a bracha, you could still be tokea. Tkios u brachos, the brachos of ma'ak vuzu shofros, for which you are tokea, shal rashan of shal yom ha'kipurim ma'ak vuz of rashan and yom kippur of yovel, if you're taka and not bara, Birech or Birech and not Taka, you're not Yotze. They have to go hand in hand. My time, oh, why is it that the brachos of Rosh Hashanah are so different than the brachos of Tainis, where the tkios hinge on them by Rosh Hashanah but not by Tainis? Amar Rabba, so Rabba says, by the brachos of Rosh Hashanah, there's a specific order where Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lefanei Rosh Hashanah Malchus Zichronos Shofros Malchus Kadesh Timilchuni Alechem, Zichronus Kadesh Lefana Zichronechem Litova, Obame, Bishofar. So we see that the Tkios are part of the Seder of Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros. It's Bame Bishofar. How do you do Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros? It's with a shofar. So therefore, if you didn't blow, you're not Yotze, even the Chiyuv HaBrachos. So I'll make that another point, another main point. The Tkios and the Brachos of Tainis are not Ma'akiv each other, but of Roshana and Yovel, they are Ma'akiv each other, because Bameh B'Shofar, the way to do the Brachos is through a shofar. Now, the Mishnah wants to say, Misha Berach, if someone davened Musaf and he said nine brachos, and he didn't blow shofar, V'achar kach nesmana lo shofar, and then later he got a shofar. Tokea Maria v'tokea, he blows tkia tshuva tkia three times. Time of the lava le shofar me'ekara. It's only because he didn't have a shofar to begin with, that's why he blows all of this after the davening. Ha'hava le shofar me'ekara, but if he had a shofar to begin with, ki shamalahu, aseda brachos shamalahu, then he should hear the tkios, aseda the brachos, tkia tshuva tkia for malchios, one for zichronos, one for shofros. So Gemara brings a story now where this becomes clear that even someone who davens alone should make sure, even if he's not in the minyan, that he hears the tkios al seder brachos. Rav Papa bar Shmuel kam litzliya. He got up to daven biyachidus. Amle l'shamish. So he said to his shamish, ki nehir nalach, when I give you a sign that I finished the first bracha to kali, you should blow a series of tkios. Amle Rava lo amru el b'chaver ir. This idea that you have to hear al seder brachos is only when you're davening b'tzibur, but when you're davening Yechidus, it's not necessary. Tanya Nami Yachi Kishu Shaman, Shaman Al Seder Ve Al Seder Brachos, Bamedvar Mamurim Bechavrir. Al Shalom Bechavrir, Shaman Al Seder Ve Shalom Al Seder Brachos. You should have Tkiyah Tru Tkiyah, but it doesn't have to be Al Seder Brachos. So Machlokas over here, whether a Yachid who's davening still has to have Tkiyah Tru Tkiyah, Al Seder Brachos. Another thing the Braisa quotes, the Yachid Shalom Toka Chaveru Tokeelo. If an individual did not blow shofar himself, someone else can be motzi him in the tkios. V'yachid shelo beirich ein chaver mevarich alav. Someone who didn't daven musaf in himself, another person cannot be motzi him through shomea ka'ona, because davening is rachamim. Everyone's got to do that on their own. Another din, umitzvah batokin yoser min amavarchin. There's a greater mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, more so than the mitzvah of the brachos of machios, achronos, and shofros. Meaning, given a choice to do one or the other, do tekios. Ketzad, what does it mean, given a choice? Let's say you have a person who doesn't know how to blow shofar, nor does he know how to say brachos, and he doesn't have anyone who could do it for him, but shtei ayaros, he lives near two different cities, ba'achas token, in one of those cities there's someone who knows how to blow shofar, ba'achas mevarchin, in the other one of the cities there's someone who knows how to daven. Go to the place where they're blowing shofar, not the place where they're davening. So pshita hadoraisa hadrabanan. So obviously you prefer the tkios because that's the mitzvah daoraisa. The brachos will only be drabanan. The Gemara says olshicha daafelgav the havadai v'hasafik. The point is, you go to the shofar even if you're not sure that there will be a shofar. If there's a possibility that they'll have a shofar there, and the other city is a definite that they'll have the brachos there, still go for the shofar. So that's another important main point. Given the option of shofar or brachos, even if the option of shofar is only a suffix, we choose the option of shofar over the option of brachos. Another halacha in the Mishnah, the Rabbanan hold k'shem shtich tzibur chayv kach kol yachid v'yachid, that everyone has to daven for themselves. You cannot be yotzei with the tefillah of the shliach tzibur, and this is true throughout the year. It's true on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Ram Gamliel, however, disagreed, and he said that by the rest of the year and by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the shliach tzibur is there to be motzi you. So Tanya, we have a brisa. Amrulah, Ram Gamliel, the Chum says, Ram Gamliel, lidvar recha. According to you, that the shliach tzibur could always be motzi you. Lama tzibur mispalulin. Why does everyone daven on their own? I mean, we always daven on our own before we hear the Chazar Shatz. That just gives the Sheikh Sibur time to organize his tefillah. The Rav Gamliel said, according to you, that the Sheikh Sibur is not motzias, Why do we even need a shechsibur davening and saying chazar shat? That's to take care of people who are not bikiyim. So Rambamil says, well, if he's good enough to be motzi people who are not bikiyim, he should be able to be motzi people who are bikiyim as well. So the last main point, machlokes, whether shliach tzibur can be motzi people who know how to daven on their own. If you say he can be motzi people who know how to daven on their own, the reason everyone says a silent shmon esrei is just to give him time to practice. If you say he cannot be motzi people who know how to daven on their own, the purpose of chazar sashat is purely for someone who's an eino baki, for someone who doesn't know how to do it themselves. Okay, we will stop there. Be'ezos Hashem, next time we will learn Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph and hopefully finish Maseches Rosh Hashanah.